Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
No? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the little fellow that was left quite mysteriously in Lum and Abner's care may be only a baby, but already he has complicated the old fellow's way of life considerably. He has Abner trying to solve the mysteries of preparing baby food and Lum wearing Mother Hubbard dresses to stop him from crying. To add to these worries, Abner still has heard nothing from his missing wife and daughter, nor has any new light been shed on the Black Pelican. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner, very excited, is just entering. Listen.
Hey, Lum! Lum! Hey, Lum!
Goodness sakes, what is it, Abner?
Oh, I never seen you. I've been robbed, Lum. I've been robbed.
You've been robbed?
Yes, sir. Went over to my place this morning to get some clean clothes, and I discovered somebody's broke in the house there, and they took some of our things.
Somebody broke in your house?
Yes, they have.
For goodness sake, are you sure?
Why, yes, I'm sure. I just come from there just now. They taken the rest of Elizabeth's clothes, the one that she never taken with her when she left, and they taken her fancy sewing basket, and I don't know what all's gone.
Well, I do know. Well, when was you over there last?
Well, I ain't been over there for a couple of 3 days. I've been staying over at Grandpappy Spears' place, you know.
But was the house locked up all that time?
Why, sure. Locked up tight. I believe, though, they could have got in that kitchen window. There's a hole in the screen right there where the hook's at, you know, and they could have reached in there with a piece of wire or something, opened the screen, and raised the window. They could have done that.
That's curious. Maybe you ought to start sleeping over there, Abner, and sort of keep your eye on things.
Oh, no, not me. No, sir. Leastways, not by myself, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to get caught in there by that Black Pelican, I'll tell you that.
Black Pelican?
Why, sure. That's more than likely who done the robbing.
Oh, no, Abner. I think you're on the wrong track there.
No, I ain't neither, Lum. It was the Black Pelican that done it. And that woman that left the baby here is either the Black Pelican or she was a friend of his one.
Well, how do you know that?
Well, I just figured that she must be, for that's the reason they wanted Elizabeth's clothes. No man would want to wear a woman's clothes. Wait a minute. What? You never take them, did you, Lum?
Me?
Why, sure. You was wearing that Mother Hubbard outfit around here yesterday to keep the baby from crying.
Oh, yeah, but I give that up. After the way Grandpap sat here yesterday and made a laughing stock out of me for wearing it.
Oh, he was mad. I never will forget.
Well, he thought I was Miss Lunsford on account of his her dress I had on.
Yeah, I know he did. He thought it was her at first, and then after you turned around and told him it was you, he still wouldn't believe it.
He was still mad.
Oh, last night over at the place, the mad he couldn't see. Threatened to go over and whip Uncle Henry. Said Uncle Henry must have made his woman mad at him for some reason.
Well, they had supper over at their place. Did he get mad at him?
Just got fighting mad. They come over. He told him yesterday afternoon not to even come over there, but Uncle Henry come over anyway and couldn't figure out what was wrong. Said he wanted to find out what all the feuding was about.
He did something on his mind. You couldn't jar it out of there with a stick of dynamite.
Oh, that grandpap, he threatened to sick the dogs on him. Aunt Charity finally talked him out of it, and I reckon he about half got it figured out.
I never realized how much trouble I caused by putting on that Mother Hubbard. Just to please the baby.
You might not have got the Lunsford and the Spears as a feuding, I'll tell you that. But I know one thing, old Lum. That was a Black Pelican that robbed my place. Ain't no doubt, sir.
Couldn't have been, Abner, because the Black Pelican was over here sometime during the night and left another note for us.
Another note?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Did he threaten our lives again?
Well, sort of, I think. He enclosed a $10 bill to buy food for the baby.
He did?
Yeah. That seems sort of thoughty of him. I rather imagine he's a pretty nice feller.
He did, huh?
For a crook or whatever he is.
Well, what did the rest of the note say?
Oh, it was just a short one. All it said was, wait a minute, I got it right here somewhere.
Doggie, he must have left the note right after he'd been over to my place and done that robbing. That's about what he done. Come back to the store here and left a note.
Here it is. It says, second warning. Don't let the baby out of your sight. And don't talk to the police.
Uh-oh.
A word to the wise is sufficient.
Huh?
Signed, the Black Pelican.
I ain't Dog Islam. I believe we ought to do something about this.
Well, what can we do?
Well, let's go to the police anyway and tell them everything's happened.
Oh, no, we can't do that, Hammer. According to these notes we've been getting, that'd be the worst one thing we could do.
I don't care. I don't like all these peculiar things that's going on around here late. I'll tell you that. First, my woman and daughter disappeared. I don't know where they went to. And then we get a baby left on our hands here. We don't know who he belongs to. And his mother disappears. And then my place is robbed. I'll tell you, Lum, they got me to where I'm so nervous and jumpy just like a rabbit's nose.
Well, I can't help that. We ain't going to no police. I ain't going to take a chance on getting in trouble with the Pelican. He's our friend now.
How do you know he is?
Well, he put a $10 bill in that note, didn't he?
I don't trust the fella. He got more than $10 worth of stuff over at my place last night, Lum. I don't trust
him. It might not have been him, Abner, that robbed your place.
Bound to been. Bound to been.
I don't want to do nothing that might do some harm to little Lum.
Well, I'll tell... Little Lum?
Yeah.
Who's little Lum?
That's the baby. I thought I'd call him that, just temporary, of course.
Huh.
Just till we can find out his real name.
Well, now, just a minute here, Lum.
Don't get excited, Abner. We got to call him something, as long as his mama never told us what his name was. We can't just go on calling him Baby or the little feller.
Well, no, but if we're going to give him a name, well, I'm going to help pick it out. I'll tell you that right now. Don't forget that woman left him here for both of us to take care of, not just you.
Well, all right. You can be in on it.
Yes, sir.
But what's wrong with little Lum? It sounds sort of cute, I think.
It sounds like a grown-up man's name. Now, if you want a real cute name for the little feller, why, how about little Abner?
Little Abner?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the name of a feller in the funny papers.
Huh?
We don't want folks to think we got him out of the funny papers.
Well, how about Charlie, then? That's always been one of my favorite names, Charlie.
Well, that ain't no name for a baby.
Little Charlie Abner.
That's even worse.
Little Abner Charlie.
Wait a minute. I know what we'll do. We'll have an official meeting and decide this name business right now. We'll take a vote on it.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that. Ain't nothing I like better than a meeting.
We can vote by secret ballots if you want.
Why, sure. Any kind of ballots. I don't care.
All right. Let's start then.
Yeah.
I now declare
that... Wait a minute, Tolom. I just got to think. No, we can't vote on it. Just the two of us. It'll come out a tie every time.
Yeah, I know, but according to all official rules, in case there's a tie, the chairman of the meeting gets to cast a vote, and that decides it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way. Go ahead.
Well, I, L. Edders, chairman of the meeting, do hereby declare that said meeting's duly open for business, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying same sign.
Same sign.
The meeting will now proceed with the business at hand. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify.
Same sign.
Floor is now ready to receive nominations for names for little Lum.
For who?
I mean for the baby.
Oh, all right. I nominate Charlie Abner.
And I nominate...
Hi-ho, Mustache.
Oh, for goodness sake. What do you want, Mousy?
Operator 47J29 at your service, Lum. The masked muskrat never lets you down.
Listen, Mousy, you better run along. Me and Abner's having an important meeting here.
Yeah, we're busy right now, Mousy.
Is it about the Black Pelican?
No, it ain't. Now, run along, Mousy.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. Don't you want to find out all about the Black Pelican?
Well, not right now. Wait a minute. Have you found out anything about it?
The masked muskrat never lets you down, Lum.
Well, that don't answer my question. Do you or don't you know something about the Black Pelican?
The masked muskrat knows all, sees all, and tells all at reasonable rates.
Reasonable rate.
Yes, sir.
You mean you're aiming on charging me before you'll tell me what you know?
Yes, sir. You see, I set up my own detective agency, Lum, and Gussie says that I should get the money before I do any detecting.
Oh, Gussie, huh?
Yes, sir.
I would have known she was at the bottom of this.
Uh-huh.
Well, we ain't interested in your detective service, now, see, so just run along.
Well, I could make you a dandy report on the Black Pelican, Lum, put in all the details and everything.
No, them reports of yours is all details, no information. I could find out more with my eyes shut than you ever find out with reports.
Well, Lum, the masked muskrat never lets you down.
Well, I'm letting the masked muskrat down this time. Now, go on home, Mousy, because me and Abner are awful busy. Got a big meeting on and all.
All right, I'll go, but you fellas will be sorry if you didn't hire me.
Well, we'll take that chance. So long, Mousy.
Yeah, so long, Lum, Abner. Hi-ho, muskrat.
Yeah, hi-ho, muskrat. Very odd, is it? Him starting up a detective agency. Well, let's get on with the meeting. Whereabouts was we at? Oh, yeah, I was just getting ready to nominate the name of little... Abner, you ain't paying no attention to me.
Huh?
What's the matter with you, anyway?
Well, I've been studying here long, and I've changed my mind.
Changed your mind?
Yeah.
About what?
About voting on that name. I'm against it, I believe. The more I study about it, why, the more I know that it'll come out in your favor.
Boy, that's ridiculous. We're voting according to official rules.
Yeah, but you get two votes. One for yourself and one for being a chairman of the meeting, and I'll just get one vote.
Now, listen, Abner, you already agreed to do it this way.
I don't care. I've changed my mind, and I ain't going to do it. We're going to name him Charlie Abner.
We are not. He's got to have a better name than that, one that fits his personalities.
Well, what's wrong with Charlie Abner? That fits him.
Just a minute, Abner. Ain't no use of us arguing this way. I know a good way of settling this.
Huh?
We leave it up to the baby.
To the baby? Why, he can't tell us what his name is.
Yeah, we'll go back to the feed room and stand on different sides of his crib, and then we'll both call him by the names we picked out. And we'll see which one of us he'll turn to.
All right, Doggy, that's a good idea. Come on. Let's do it that way. Doggy, I know which way he'll turn, though. I'll tell you that.
Let's see about that. Which side of the crib do you want to be on?
Oh, I don't care. Don't make no difference. I reckon one side is good.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Look in the crib.
Huh?
The baby's gone.